All right. I'm Thomas X. We're sitting here in Metropolis Apartments on the east side of Austin, Texas, talking to Bourgeois Mystics. Zalo, a.k.a. Squidly Finesse, and Trevor Helt, a.k.a. Tonto Luigi. Gentlemen.
Hello.
Howdy.
So, in light of the COVID-19 thing, we were originally going to talk to you guys and talk about some upcoming dates and the things that you guys are doing in the studio. And it just seems like all hell's broken loose and everybody's full of fear and chaos right now.
Yeah, everything's in flux right now. We don't know what the future holds for the next couple months for our shows, but both Tonto and myself are going to be self-quarantining. So as long as I know for sure that he's self-quarantining, I don't mind coming over to his place and working on some music.
Yeah, maybe y'all could jam with like Body Condoms. So for listeners who don't know who you guys are, when I tell people who you guys are and I explain the style of music, I usually hearken back to things like Zappa, early Red Hot Chili Peppers, Mr. Bungle, Funkadelic, and Fishbone, especially the stage presence and the kind of the theatrical aspect of Funkadelic, because you guys dress up, you know, it's a pretty spectacular, colorful, fun show. Got a lot of people on stage, some backup singers and horn section. And we'll play some of your material here in a second. How do you guys usually start your writing process? And, you know, when did you come up with the idea that you wanted to do a band like this?
I personally always wanted to just have a band, like, creatively, you know, I've kind of lived on many sides of the performing arts. I've done theater, dance, but music was always my number one, and I never really had musical chemistry with anybody. So when I met our original bass player, Zenith Nader, he and I really hit it off and started writing some great tunes, and then we brought Tonto Luigi into the fold, and everything just clicked. And of course, kind of our process has evolved throughout the years. You know, we've been at this for 5 years now. And now it's Tonto Luigi and myself, Squilly, who does most of the songwriting process. In relation to what the process is actually like, it differs from song to song.
Sometimes someone will just bring a riff in, or sometimes Zala will have a lyrical concept which drives a song, like The Most Spiritual or Gentrification of Planet Earth.
Well, with The Most Spiritual, what happened, Tonto had, you know, demoed just kind of this really funky, groovy, weird lick. And then I heard it and the words came to me right away. And so the song evolved from there, you know, The Most Spiritual, which is about
televangelism. People that kind of prey on others spiritually.
Yeah, exactly. People who use spirituality as a tool as a means to make money and
I can relate, man.
Keep others oppressed, which is kind of like our whole thing in Bourgeois Mystics. Like, that's kind of the personas that we're taking on.
And so when you initially started talking and you were talking about, you know, meeting the original bass player and, you know, you guys writing songs, you're talking about the fruits of that effort was Eureka. That was your first album. And so what was there, 15 songs on that record?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah,
all different styles.
15 songs on that record, and it spans everything from stuff like, I would say, like jazz, rock, there's metal, there's tons of rap, there's R&B and fusion, there's all kinds of stuff going on in that record. Yeah, there's country. It's as creative as, like, you know, something like The Clash, Sandinista, you know what I mean? There's just like 20 different types of things going on. There's not one specific genre. So tell us a little bit more about this new record and what you guys are doing right now. And
yeah, so the new record's called Gentrification of Planet Earth. And
it's a cool title.
It's a concept album about a group of aliens who come to planet Earth and basically add a stage onto gentrification. So you know how in gentrification, the first step is, you know, lower income, middle class people moving into poor neighborhoods so they can afford it. And then they kind of build up the community. They make all these cool hip coffee shops and they turn the neighborhood into like kind of a hipster utopia. And then the developers swoop in once it's a cool neighborhood and drive the prices up.
Taxes skyrocket. Taxes skyrocket. Prices for houses go through the roof.
Yeah. And then usually minority communities have to leave because they can't afford it anymore.
Or move further out.
Yeah, move further out, move to the suburbs, what have you. And then, you know, the people who kind of made the place cool in the first place have to leave because they can't afford it anymore. And it's yuppies who move in. So then this is the next stage of gentrification where these aliens come in and they build up all of these kind of like weird shops. They have this something called the squid wash, which for aliens, you know, you go in, you get your tentacles rinsed out. For humans, you know, you gotta like, you know, you go into a squid wash, it's not gonna be the same experience for you. You're gonna get your soul absorbed into like you know, you're gonna get what's the word when you get into a spaceship?
Probed.
Abducted. Yeah, so you're gonna go get abducted. So yeah, that's kind of what the album is about. The lyrical quality is a lot more abstract than our first album because it's aliens who are narrating essentially.
Well, man, if nothing else, you guys are super creative. That sounds incredible, and I've heard two songs off that record already, and I already love them. And we're gonna play a couple of those in a second. About upcoming dates, where are you guys playing in Austin? Where can we see you coming up?
Our South By is kind of up in the air right now. We're not exactly sure what's happening with that. We may have to cancel both of our gigs. Our official South By date got canceled. We have something April 3rd at ABGB. We're playing there. And then I would imagine that's also up in the air, depending on how much worse things get in the coming weeks. And then we also have a tour planned out to Joshua Tree Festival.
Oh, wow.
Headlining the Sunday at Joshua Tree in mid-May.
Oh, cool.
And hopefully things will be blown over by then. We can go out and do that. And then we're playing Oscar Blues at the end of the month on May 30th.
And so if people want to check you out online, they can check you out at bourgeoismystics.com. They can find you on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Spotify.
Correctamundo. Oh, yeah. Also, so the songs that we're going to play you are a couple of standalone singles. So they're not going to be on the upcoming album, but they are a couple of singles that have their own vibe that's not as alien, but equally as cool.
What's this one about, the next one?
So the first single is Bourgeois Mystique.
What's that song about?
And that song is kind of just a introduction to who we are as a band and... you want to talk a little bit about that one, Tonto? Because I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. You had a bigger hand in that one than I did.
Yeah, so that one was just a take on an Afrobeat bass line. And then with what we normally like to do is mix some other genres in, a little metal here and there. So it feels like Bourgeois Mystics. And limited lyrics, since I don't write lyrics. Except for the rap verse that Zalo does spit in it, which is about the perils of clubbing. For Pokemon Go players, correct? So,
all right, well, let's take a listen.
Five, six, three, four.
we're back.
Yeah, we are.
And let's set up one more song. Let's listen to one more song on the way out and set this next one up for us. And
the most spiritual?
Yeah, the most spiritual. So we talked a little bit about this one before. It's about, you know, fake gurus and Westerners who kind of adopt Eastern ideology and televangelists who use spirituality as a means for their own financial gains.
To maximize profits.
Yes.
So being only 2 hours from Houston, some of the biggest mega churches in the country are down there, two of them actually.
Austin is a wet dream.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can. You can. Second Baptist and Lakewood. Those are the biggest churches in the South.
Yeah, they fill NBA stadiums.
So Joel Osteen bought the Summit, and it's a 16,000 seater, and he has two shows a day. So on Sunday they have two different ones.
He must put on a hell of a show.
He says that he doesn't take any money from it, and he just lives off of his book revenue. But, you know, he's pretty loaded.
You've seen The Righteous Gemstones?
Yeah, I love that show. I love it. Well, thanks for talking to me today, and I appreciate you guys. And anybody within earshot, if you have an opportunity to see the Bourgeois Mystics live, it's one hell of a show. I wouldn't lie to you. I've seen them several times. It's incredible. Go check them out. Thanks, guys.
Bloop, bloop.
Thank you.
Private check.